The Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News, a ministry dedicated to the truth revealed through Jesus Christ, encouraging listeners to stand boldly as the King's return is at hand.
Have you ever been accused of wearing a tinfoil hat? Those who blindly accept every official narrative of the mainstream press, the government, the healthcare industry, and the culture at large often like to ridicule people who have doubts or questions as conspiracy theorists. They mock them, saying they're wearing tinfoil hats. This has become more commonplace in recent years, as official sources have increasingly asked us to not believe our own eyes or do any critical thinking, even as they become more secretive. Those who question the mainstream talking points have been deplatformed, canceled, and otherwise marginalized as right-wing extremists, various types of phobes, and peddlers of disinformation. Phrases like conspiracy theory were being used as far back as the late 1800s, but at that time it was used in a neutral or descriptive manner. But after JFK was assassinated in 1963, many Americans questioned the official findings of the Warren Commission. Then, in 1967, the CIA issued a document encouraging media and other institutions to counter critics of that official narrative. That document explicitly recommended using the term conspiracy theorist to discredit those critics. But what about the tinfoil hat? Again, it was in the late 1800s that scientists began experimenting with electricity and electromagnetic waves. People became fascinated and some were worried about the invisible forces that could affect the brain. Today, we're concerned about EMF radiation from our cell phones and Wi-Fi signals. Some theorized at the time that wearing a metal helmet or hat would protect them from mind control. Science fiction also became popular in the early 1900s. The actual tinfoil hat originated with a story by Julian Huxley published in 1927. In the story, a British biologist is captured by an African ruler and forced to conduct experiments to grow living human cells and organs in a lab. In the story, characters use metal foil caps to block mind control and telepathy. This is the earliest known reference to the idea of wearing metal on the head to protect thoughts. Then in 1947, there were concerns about the official narrative regarding the Roswell incident. On the 4th of July that year, the military initially announced they'd recovered a flying disc, but whatever was recovered from that New Mexico location was quickly and secretly removed, and within a day they retracted the flying disc claim and said instead that it was a weather balloon. Again, the government secrecy and dismissiveness of witnesses caused many to question things. Then, after World War II, U.S. intelligence agencies began working to counter brainwashing techniques of enemy nations. In 1950, the CIA launched Project Bluebird, one of the first formal programs studying interrogation, hypnosis, and psychological control. Bluebird became Project Artichoke a year later, expanding its experiments on drugs, hypnosis, and coercion. And in 1953, the CIA began its most infamous work, Project MKUltra, which involved using drugs like LSD, sensory deprivation, and other methods to influence and control people's behavior. So the tinfoil hat became widely known in the mid to late 20th century, especially during the Cold War era, when fears of surveillance, mind control, and government experiments were common. It became associated with conspiracy theories involving government mind control, alien communication, and secret surveillance technologies. By the 1970s and through the end of the century, the image of someone wearing a tinfoil hat had turned into a joke, often used dismissively to describe paranoid or fringe beliefs. But just in case you're considering it, I should mention that tinfoil hats don't actually work. While the concept is similar to that of a Faraday cage, which blocks electromagnetic fields, a Faraday cage must be a continuous sealed metal enclosure. A simple metal hat won't help you. In fact, it would actually work to amplify electromagnetic impulses, sort of like an antenna. So much for that idea. But this message isn't just about tinfoil hats. It's about government and globalist conspiracies. It's about our own government agencies hiding the truth from us on so many things as they conduct secret covert experiments on the populace. I'm talking about mind control, social engineering, medical and health, political, and even spiritual experiments. While our government, news media, social media, internet search engines, and the entertainment industry ridicules and mocks those who dare question any official narrative on any particular event, the fact remains that we've never been told the truth or the whole story about any major event in recent history. Let me get my tinfoil hat on. Did you know the Civil War wasn't actually fought to abolish slavery? You should also study the amazing inventions of Nikola Tesla and delve into the story of his life. Although he invented so many things we depend on and take for granted today, and was working on a system that would provide free energy sources from the natural environment, he was taken advantage of by other inventors, like Edison and Westinghouse, as well as investors and powerful men who stole his inventions, particularly J.P. Morgan. Tesla died alone and broke in a New York hotel room in 1943. We should also seriously question the Titanic disaster of 1912, the actual cause of the Great Depression, what our government leaders knew in advance about the Pearl Harbor attack, the creation of the UN, why we went to war in Vietnam, the truth about the moon landing, what actually happened on 9/11 and who was behind it, and why no one ever talks about Building 7, or the fact that no airplane debris has ever been found at the Pentagon. Then we have to look at who is behind Event 201, which was the planning phase of the COVID scamdemic, the social engineering and mind control experiments after that, which included the mask mandates, the 6 feet apart rule, and the warp speed jabs. Anthony Fauci will likely never be held accountable for the cruel conspiracies he instigated, yet the evidence is there for anyone who bothers to look. Need I even mention the presidential election of 2020? I'll simply say that a free and fair election does not require Republicans to be banned from observing recounts, and recounts don't need to be done with cardboard pizza boxes covering the windows of polling places. We should also do a deep dive sometime into the creation of the CERN Large Hadron Collider and what's actually happening there. And today we have artificial intelligence, which can make artificial images, videos, and recordings appear undeniably real. There's been great deception and manipulation over the centuries, and the goal is always power and control by those who call themselves the elites. AI even has a realistic but fake Jesus. Now, I realize I've just opened a big can of worms here. Go ahead and call me a conspiracy theorist if you like, but conspiracies have always taken place. Deception is one of Satan's most useful tools, and our world governments, including and maybe especially ours, have always conspired against their own people. Psalm 2 reads, "Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, 'Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us.'" That is a conspiracy, friends. And this side of the Lord's return, the conspirators will likely continue to get away with their agendas. You think our own government would never do anything to harm its own people? Here are some examples from the past. These are conspiracies once thought to be theories, once upon a time denied by our government, but history has revealed the truth. Let's start with the Tuskegee experiment. Ever heard of it? It was conducted by the U.S. Public Health Service and the CDC from 1932 until 1972. Our government enrolled impoverished African-American sharecroppers from Macon County, Alabama, in this study and deliberately infected them with syphilis to observe the natural history of untreated syphilis. The black men recruited for this study were poor. They were only told they were going to be receiving free health care from the government. They were also told the study would only last 6 months. Instead, it lasted for 40 years, causing the death of 128 of the 600 participants. None who were infected were ever treated with penicillin, despite the fact that it was widely available by the mid-1940s. In 1943, researchers at the University of Cincinnati Hospital kept mentally disabled patients in refrigerated cabinets for up to 120 hours to study the effects of their disorder. You should know these same things were being done at the time in Nazi Germany. In 1947, the CIA used human subjects to study the effects of LSD without the subject's knowledge. This went on for many years. In 1948, the U.S. government paid the government of Guatemala to allow American doctors to purposely and secretly infect Guatemalan people with a variety of sexually transmitted diseases, some of them deadly. The U.S. formally apologized to Guatemala, but it was many years later. From 1950 to 1953, the U.S. Army released chemical clouds over six American and Canadian cities. Many citizens became seriously ill with pneumonia-like illnesses. In 1953, the CIA conducted an experiment known as Operation Sea Spray, in which nearly a million people in New York and San Francisco were exposed to airborne poisons, dumping it on the two cities to study the effects on the citizens. In 1955 and 56, the U.S. military dispersed over 300,000 mosquitoes infected with yellow fever from aircraft over Georgia and Florida. You can look up Operation Big Buzz. Then, in 1957, the U.S. military experimented with 29 nuclear explosions in the desert outside of Las Vegas, Nevada. This resulted in over 32,000 cases of thyroid cancer among the civilian population. In 1965, our government launched Operation Big Tom, spraying Hawaii with bacillus, which weakens the immune system. A year later, bacillus was pumped through the ventilation gates in the New York City subway system, exposing 1 million people to this bacteria. In 1978, the CDC began conducting experiments on people in New York, Los Angeles, and San Francisco, giving them the hepatitis B vaccine. Homosexual men were used as the guinea pigs, and by 1983, 30% of them were HIV positive. In 1990, over 1,500 black and Hispanic babies were injected with the measles vaccine. Parents were not informed that their kids were being used as test subjects. Many of the babies died. All these things were done in secret, and when questions arose, people were called tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorists. The same is true right now, today. When people question the checkerboard patterns laid out in the sky overhead by high-flying aircraft. These are chemtrails. Nothing to see here, the government tells us. Yet by their own admission, our government has indeed been manipulating the weather for decades. And interestingly, during the government shutdown last year, I never saw a single chemtrail in the sky. But they returned the minute the government reopened. So have you been called a conspiracy theorist, a wearer of a tinfoil hat, or a militant right-winger? Wear it as a badge of honor, as one who works to shine the light of truth on the deceptions of the world. And remember 2 Timothy 3, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And from Galatians 6, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Stay vigilant, friends. Things in this world are rarely as they seem.
This has been the Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News. Find us on the internet at wisconsinchristiannews.com. Questions and comments? Email Rob, R-O-B, at wisconsinchristiannews.com.
The views expressed are those of the speaker.